Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She pays attention. She praises an image. She prays to be guarded by the culture.
Super excited to be back. There's been a lot of things going on since the last time we were on the air. And we have Nikki Turner from Lasting Impressions from calling in around 4:10, 4:15 today. So don't go anywhere because we'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right, and we're back. We are back, and we want to talk a little bit about our virtual fashion show that we just had this past week, Mad's Virtual Recyclable Fashion Show and Competition. And, boy, was that ever a lot of fun. If you guys haven't seen it yet, it is on YouTube on the Madeline and Mommy Show channel, and we had some really good entries, very great outfits that they made out of recyclable products. And I think everybody at the end of the day ended up winning some sort of a prize. So it was a lot of fun. And I just want to give a huge shout out to the winners. So first place in the female division was Miss Macy Rhymes with her little dress that she made out of pencils. The bodice was with pencils, and then the skirt was made out of paper, and it looked like a little pleated skirt. It was absolutely adorable, and she modeled it for us. She hadn't been feeling well, and she still pulled it off. She did a great job. So that was the first place winner in our female division. And then in our male division, same thing. It was Mr. Braden Eze, and it was well-deserved. Braden has been, you know, going through a lot of ending the school year for him. It's been very difficult for all these kids. And so he wasn't able to make his outfit until the very last minute. And his dad, Kenny, helped him out. And they did an amazing job. They made it happen. They made him a tuxedo. I said a suit. My apologies. It's an actual tuxedo made out of trash bags. And it was absolutely adorable. He did a great job modeling it. And we're very proud of him. So he won the first prize in the boys' division. Now, the first prize in the girls' division, Macy Rhymes won a free photo shoot with Miss Nikki Turner from Lasting Impressions by Nicole. And she's real excited about that. She loves Miss Nikki, so we can't wait to see little Macy's pictures with Miss Nikki. Those are going to be adorable. And then Braden won a one-year membership and a pro pack to Little Angels Nation. And the pro pack, I believe it includes comp cards and a digital calendar. And so he just got his headshots done by Miss Nicole. So those headshots are going to be put to use right away. So congratulations, Braden Eze, on your one-year membership to the Little Angels Nation agency and your pro pack. And then we had some runners-up, too. We can't forget, because amazing runners-up. Everyone worked so hard in creating their own designs. And we had our first runner-up was Miss Neva Durham. We call her Neva the Diva. And she's a face paint artist, but she's also a recyclable or trash and fashion artist. And her entry that she submitted was something that she had just created couple months ago for the Bartow Sci-Fi. And man, was that amazing, made out of penny rolls and coins and cotton balls and all kinds of really cool stuff. So she won the first runner-up, or second prize, I guess you would say, first runner-up. And she won a tube of body butter from Miss Beth Williamson. Thank you, Miss Beth Williamson, for sending us some new skin products. And she also won a beautiful silver necklace and earring ensemble from Sassy Classy Bling, which is paparazzi jewelry by Miss Maria Hernandez. So that was really exciting stuff. And Miss Neva, well-deserved. She's an amazing artist, and we love you. And then the second runner-up was yours truly, actually, Miss Welsh. I don't know where she's still doing homework. Madeline Patrick won the second runner-up with her tissue paper tutu with a trash bag top. Very cute stuff. Very, very cute and creative and colorful. And she twirled. It was all of that. It was very nice. And then our third runner-up, and she did an amazing job, worked very hard, took her a long time. Miss Diva Rose Montgomery Bryant, and she made an outfit out of silk flowers on the top, silk roses, I guess, and then the skirt was out of silk leaves. Very creative, and she put it on fabric remnants that she got from Goodwill or something like that. So everything was put to good use, and it was all created especially for Earth Day because we were celebrating, you know, our planet, Earth Day. And the best way to do that is to show how we can clean up and use some of that trash and put it to good use and recycle it. So that's what they did since we're into fashion. And we had our own recyclable fashion show. And everybody won a prize, and we're so proud of all of you. Congratulations. We're very proud of you all. Thank you for participating and helping us once again to support St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital. We love you guys. So moving on, it looks like our caller's on the line, so we're just going to go right forward, move right ahead, and say hello to Miss Nikki from Lasting Impressions by Nicole. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Hey, hey, it's coffee time with Ellen and Nikki, and I'm drinking my mocha frappe right now.
Oh, yay. I got a mocha latte, and I am sipping it with coffee and drizzled chocolate.
Nice. I know you're out running errands today, and I got back home. I was telling the listeners that I've been running around, and we're on Facebook Live too, Miss Nikki. So I've been running around and mailing. Yes, Miss Nicole. And I was telling them about all the great prizes that I just mailed out, and the wonderful calendar that we just sent out, and we gave Miss Shirley a thank you and all that. I'm showing them one of our newest tiaras that we have. And I want to remind everybody, too, real quick, before we get started, Miss Nikki, we are still giving out titles at large. We're always looking for beauty queen or king reporters. And so if you're interested in receiving a beautiful crown such as this, and each year they get bigger, they grow. But this is the first year, and it is adorable. If you're interested in it, and you'd like to be a reporter and love to do interviews and meet interesting people and possibly even famous people along the way and get casted in all kinds of really cool stuff and opportunities that pop up along the way, just send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. That's madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on Facebook under the Madeline and Mommy Show or USA Lifetime Star Reporters, any one of those pages. All right? So back to coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. Miss Nicole, you have been so busy.
Yes, I have been very busy, but it's a good busy. So, you know, I always say I love being busy. I do not like, staying still. It's been a crazy 3 weeks, especially since our last show. Last show we talked about my wedding that I did. And right after that, the weekend after that, I got to hang out with Miss Rose, which is our Miss Diva, which I'm excited about.
Oh, yeah, our Miss Diva. Yeah.
Yes. So, you know,
you did a photo shoot with her. I want to say, well done, ladies. I know we were just looking over those images today, and well done. Very nice.
Oh, yay.
I can't wait to see them pop up on your site. Those are really cute. And Miss Rose is going to love them.
Yeah, we had so much fun that day. It was hot. But we, you know, I don't get to see, you know, a lot of times when I see the reporters, we're working. And so I'm busy on the production side. They're busy doing their thing. And, you know, yes, we hug, kiss, we chit-chat, but we never really get to spend time with them. And I love being able to do their headshots because that's our time. And I love my time with them. I love the drills. We enjoy our Facebook conversations and because we sometimes video chat, which I love those. But I love
her. Miss Rose, she does that.
I know, I love her.
She's been around a long time. She's been hanging out with Mads and I, for probably a good 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, been around for almost as long. And she's been, you know, I've known her for since I've been with you guys. So I adore her. And then I also, of course, took care of, you know, my son, who's a senior. We worked on that. I got that up and out. Yay! And
I know you've been working on a lot of different projects at once. Luckily, the deadlines are different, you know?
Yes, all my deadlines are different, so that helps. Even though I feel like I'm shooting everything at one time, all my deadlines are different. So it helps. But I wouldn't have it any other way. For me, it's not really work. It's playtime. Especially this weekend.
Right.
Like, we had fun. I had so much fun this weekend. So everybody knows what we're talking about. Go ahead, Miss Ellen. I'll let you say it.
What?
The beautiful time we had this weekend with you and Maddie.
We had an amazing time yesterday for Madeline's photo shoot. Yes, I wanted to talk about that, of course. People think it's her birthday now, but it's really her birthday's not until June 10th. But because of our schedules and the way everything played out, we did Madeline's birthday photo shoot yesterday because she's turning 13. My baby's going to be a teenager.
And I almost cried. So, I think I did.
Madeline looked over at me when we first started shooting, and she said to me, "Mom, are you crying? You better not be crying." And I said, "No, I'm not crying. I wasn't crying. But I may cry on her birthday. Who knows? I don't know. It was crazy. I can't believe my baby is a teenager. She's the youngest. She's the last one. And she is the baby. And it's just, it's heart-wrenching. Oh, my God.
It is.
But I'll get over it.
I go back in my archives. And if I go to pull all of the archives that I have, I have had the pleasure of being able to play with her when she was a kid, and now I get to see her turn into this incredible young lady. And
that's the thing, and you have as her photographer, and I also noticed that some people that we met at the beginning of this journey, because a lot of people, I just posted behind the scenes. A lot of people from when Madeline started in this business when she was 3 and 4 year old from New York have just as of today recently commented and liked the photos. Because they have been on here since the beginning of her journey. And a lot of people are just like, "Oh my God, you know, always beautiful, but wow, it's just wild how she has grown."
Yes, it is. I can truly say that.
You know, and I feel the same way of watching all these other kids, too, that we've had come through our fashion show and that Madeline has met along the way in all this process. It's just amazing. It really is.
It really is.
I would like to, I just want to mention that the outpouring love and support from everybody, honestly, it's really amazing, and I want to thank everyone. I really do. And Madeline had a great time working on it. We put a lot of work into it. Obviously, I'm always her stylist, and I'm there assisting Miss Nikki, and we work together well as a team. And Madeline's just an amazing model with her poses and so natural, the way she does everything. And Miss Nikki with all of her equipment and her expertise and her editing skills and everything. It's just as the calendar here that we just got. I mean, I know this next photo shoot, they just keep getting better. So it's just amazing. And thank you so much. That's an amazing birthday gift for Miss Madeline, that's for sure. And, you know, we went all out with the gowns and the dresses and the flowers and the balloons. And I don't know if you want to tell the story about the balloons or not, Nikki.
Well, so it was, I think that was one of the great, I think it was the funniest and the saddest moments all at once.
Okay, here's the thing, Nikki. You got to tell everybody, first of all, okay, we have these balloons out there. I paid way too much for what I'm going to talk about, the monetary value of these stupid balloons. Okay, but the fact that we had to deal with the wind all day with these balloons, and they were on weight, but the wind was just so whipping, it, I think, just even destroyed the weights. Like, there was a tape of plastic wrapped around these rocks, and it came loose from it, right?
Yes.
It came loose from the plastic. The plastic came loose from the rock, basically.
Pretty much.
And we were handing these balloons back and forth, and it was the end of the shoot. And we had literally just gotten everything that we needed with those balloons. But we were going to bring them home and keep them around through the birthday. I was going to get them refilled. Whatever. It's not important because we're not even having a birthday party, per se. You know, we have activities planned, but we're not having, like, a big party like we had originally planned to have for her. So the wind whipping away and Miss Nikki helping back and forth hold this and taking pictures and back and forth. And so she was holding the balloons. And then what happened, Nikki?
Oh, my gosh. So as I went to hand Alan the balloons, she says to me, "Don't let go." And as soon as she said, "Don't let," I let go of the balloons. And the balloons went bye-bye.
The balloons went bye-bye, and I wish I would have got a video of what happened next.
So Madeline started crying hysterically. And I caught my camera, and I was like,
she's like, and running uphill. Well, if anybody's ever been to this park, Hollis Gardens, and we were out by the lake, and there's, like, big, like, it's like theater seating, the concrete, and she was just, like, literally, like, hurtling over these things and running uphill after, like, she thought she was going to catch those balloons.
I sure did.
And I told her, "It's done. Stop. It's done. Stop. It's done." And she kept running and running and running. And when she came back, luckily, Madeline actually thought it was hilarious. And that's the only person that really matters, if, you know, the reaction. So if she thought it was hilarious, I thought it was funny. I really did think it was funny. Poor Miss Nikki, she was had tears in her eyes.
I sure did. And that's because they were so funny. And, you know, the funny part is as I'm running after these balloons, you know, to set the scene even better, and why Madeline was probably laughing is I'm carrying my 5D Mark 6 in my hand with my 70-200 lens in the air. Chasing
well, Madeline's angels, evidently Madeline's angels in heaven wanted those balloons, so we'll let them happen.
I guess so. So, but that's our funny
story.
Well, I had
different plans for those
I guess, and it was funny, and it's a great memory, you know, and that's why I love doing what I do, because the most unexpected things always happen, you know, since we are talking about photo shoots, this happens,
right,
guys, I'm not kidding you, if you are a photographer, you see so many things happen, balloons just releasing themselves, like yours, to, you know, us photographers, to get the shot, Miss Ellen teases me, everyone. If you ever
watch Miss
Ellen, she'll look at me.
Listen, there's a video on social media of a photographer, and he's, like, holding the camera out here, and he's doing, like, somersaults and cartwheels and leaps and crazy stuff and shooting his camera all wildly, chill, 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 while doing that. And I do, I joke with Miss Nikki because she's like laying down and she's on her stomach and she's on her back and she's this and then she's this. So I always get some interesting shots. And I was telling her yesterday, cartwheels and somersaults, Miss Nikki.
Cartwheels and somersaults. And I think I did hurdles.
Hurdles. Yeah, but you know what? This was a much easier shoot, I believe, for you guys, both of you, than Bach Tower.
Yes. It was still hot, and I did feel the heat.
That was a hard shoot. Oh, well, and you're way out there. Like, we were literally next to the car yesterday. She could get in the car in the air conditioning, get changed, get back out quick. And we only had one change. We had several changes. And when you get out of your car and you start walking Bach Tower, there's really no going back to your car. It's too much. You have to change wherever you're at, basically. So we had a sheet. We were able to drape her and create our own little dressing area wherever we were at. But it was like 90-some-odd degrees out. And everyone was dripping wet in perspiration. And we were literally, I mean, I came prepared with water and towels and baby wipes. And we were mopping her up. And Yeah. And I think it did take us maybe the same amount, if not a little bit longer, to do that shoot of time as it did yesterday. Well, we were out there, what, like an hour or two yesterday? 2 hours?
We were out there, I timed us. We were actually out there for about an hour and 30 minutes. The Bach Tower shoot was actually almost 3 hours long. And that's because we had...
Yeah, that was a big shoot. Several changes.
And that's normal, actually. That's normal. So whenever you have a wardrobe of 1 to 2 outfits, it takes you about an hour and a half total.
We had 2 outfits, but we could have actually rushed it and probably got it done in an hour's time. But I told Madeline to take her time. She adjusted her makeup. We changed her jewel. We took our time. We even did a hair. We did a hair change. So we took our time in making sure that she was looking her best and we got the best, possible images from her. So, and just a beautiful location. And even though it was in the 80s yesterday, it was still nice and breezy and it was comfortable. You know, I think it was definitely more comfortable. Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot of wind. That wind just carried those balloons away, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And her hair, too. Like, you guys will see somewhere her hair's just in the wind. And, you know, we had so much fun. And one thing I can say
is... It was a lot of fun. Your hair was in the face some of the time, but, I mean, in the shots that really count, the wind actually was to her favor, I believe, because it made her hair look just so beautiful.
Just lifted, yeah. I think, you know, one of the things that I can always say is, Madeline, whenever I work with Maddie, or any of your reporters, really, is they love to experiment. I've worked with Braden on set. I've worked with Jade on set. I've worked with Miss Rose on set. I've worked with Madeline. And some of your past reporters. And one thing
I know
you
worked with Laura Lee and Caroline.
Yeah, Laura. They love to experiment. So, you know, I know that you made the announcement earlier in the show, you know, about people becoming USA Lifetime reporters. You guys get that.
Yeah, we do have titles at large.
You guys get to hang out
and our next
and replay.
Our next live event isn't until November of this year, which is going to be held at the Florida Kids and Family Expo in Central Florida at the Orange County Convention Center. So that's going to be very exciting. But in the meantime, we are giving away titles at large, and we've actually got a surprise title coming out. We aren't announcing it yet, but big surprise. We do have a new reporter coming up here in the next couple of weeks. That's all I'm going to say.
Ooh, I guess we should.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And nobody's ever going to even imagine who this person is. Like, I almost fell over myself. Not their wildest dreams. Very exciting.
Very. We have a
surprise. Big surprise.
And
you get to work
excited
with somebody else now. Yeah, you get to work with someone else.
But you know what I love about them is I love the fact that they are all willing to take risks. And they love to have a good time. And so I am very much that type of photographer. I don't like to be bored. I like to experiment. And I definitely think that we do that. And I'm like that in general, even with some of my other clients. So, you know, and that's what it is all about, is experimenting and having a good time. And I've never had a dull photo shoot. And I'm really excited about going back to live shows. I have been out of them for about a year and a half, and I cannot wait until this fall. I'm so ready.
I know. We're all ready to have a live event, and what a better place than at the Florida Kids and Family Expo.
Well, that's a great event anyways. That's always been one of my favorites that I've always got to cover.
It is awesome. It's huge. It's huge. And so we're very excited about it. And I want to let everyone know that we are accepting model submissions. I'm going to start I usually take about a week off from one fashion show to the next, even if it's a virtual show. I just take a week off from that because I have so many other things to do. Right now I'm working on trying to get all of the interviews out for Sunny Days Kids Fashion Week. So that's next on our agenda right after the show. That'll be coming up later this evening. Florida Kid and Family Expo Center is the next Fashion Mads Fashion Show and USA Lifetime Star Reporter Mads Fashion Show. If you guys want to be a part of that, again, same thing. Email us at madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. We are also doing a line of recyclable fashion at that event. So anyone that wants to register for that, you need to put if you want to, you know, sign up for the recyclable fashion or if you want to walk for a designer. So because the recyclable fashion is going to be a competition again. So we like that a lot. That's actually something that Madeline, a long time ago, she wanted to incorporate that in her shows. She's been all about the recyclable fashion. And so she did a line in Mads Fashion Show live show herself, and then we decided to go ahead and do the virtual show, I think, which turned out really well. You got to see it, didn't you, Miss Nikki?
Yes, I did. I watched it. I thought it was great. I loved the creativity out of the models. They did a phenomenal job. Again, they all took a risk. And
right.
Some of them were some of your reporters, and some of them were just the models that had worked with us, worked with you guys before. And I am so proud of them. They took risks. So good job to everybody. Much love.
They really did. They stepped out of their comfort zone a little bit. I mean, because, you know, modeling is not a big deal, but try to put on a garbage bag or a newspaper or something weird like that, you know, especially for a kid. And it seems kind of weird, right? But then once you get it on, you look at it on film, on camera, it looks really cool.
I know. I think this is the first fashion show that that Ariana hasn't been in. You know, and she
wasn't. Oh, yeah, AJ wasn't in this one. She opted out of this one, I guess.
Behind the scenes.
So, yeah, I know she was. She's been very supportive, and hopefully we can get her involved in the next one because I'd like to see her creativity, too, because she's been in all of our shows, and she actually walked for Madeline's line of trash and fashion at the, the fall 2018 show or fall 2019 show, I think it was, And she wore one of Madeline's designs in that. So, yeah, we'd like to see AJ come back to Mad Fashion Show in the fall. You want to let the listeners know where they can find you and how they can book an appointment or whatever, Miss Nikki?
Sure. So we have a very couple easy ways. The easiest way I always say is you guys can head over to Facebook, at Lasting Impressions by Nicole. You guys can also check us out on Instagram, and that's at lastingimpressions.bynicole. Or very simple and easy, head to our website at www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com. And you can find all of our social medias there and our information, and you can see some of our work. And, those are the easiest ways where you can find us.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day, Miss Nikki, to call in. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me. I love being here. So, thank you.
Anytime. Anytime. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You guys too.
Awesome sauce. We'll be in touch. Thank you. God bless. Bye.
All right. Bye. God bless.
Bye. All right, guys. So that's pretty much it. Thank you all for tuning in. And until next time, catch us on YouTube, Madeline Mommy Show on YouTube, on all social media platforms, Madeline Mommy Show. And, yeah, I think that's about it. Hey, Madeline, you going to say goodnight, Apple? Goodnight, Apple. I think she's taking a test. Just a few more weeks and school's out. Thank God. Good night, guys. Bye. Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!